BBC News with Jerry Smith. Donald Trump has begun his presidency with a combative inaugural speech in which he vowed to put America first. Addressing a crowd of tens of thousands in front of the US Capitol, he said protection would lead to great prosperity and strength, and vowed to defend America's borders and bring back jobs, wealth and dreams. He also promised to transfer power from Washington back to the people. Mr. Trump wasted no time in signing his first executive orders as president. Among them is a proclamation establishing a National Day of Patriotism. Mr. Trump also signed a waiver to allow James Mattis to serve as defense secretary, even though it's less than the required 7 years since he left the military. The move has been approved by the Senate. Meanwhile, the White House website says Mr. Trump is committed to eliminating Barack Obama's proposed cuts to US carbon dioxide emissions. The German Vice Chancellor, Sigmar Gabriel, has called President Trump's inauguration speech very nationalist. Mr. Gabriel said the president's tone was worrying and Europe needed to be ready to defend its interests. There have been demonstrations against Mr. Trump's inauguration in many countries, but there were celebrations in Russia. There have been fresh clashes in Washington between police and hundreds of people opposed to Mr. Trump's presidency. Some of the protesters threw projectiles at the police, who responded with tear gas. Reports from The Gambia say the embattled former president Yahya Jammeh has agreed in principle to step down and leave the country after 22 years in power. The leaders of Guinea and Mauritania have been negotiating with Mr. Jammeh the terms of his departure. Rescue workers in central Italy have now pulled five survivors from air pockets in the ruins of a hotel that was hit by an avalanche 2 days ago. Rescuers are still trying to extract five others from beneath the debris. BBC News.